Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLV. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, we're following up on news that came out yesterday, February 8th, that outlined some more underground and surface drill results at the Plomosas project. These results are coming from the Plomosas mine area. Some of the grades that we're seeing, again, some high grade silver equivalent and also some higher grade gold results within these or this batch of drill results. I'm going to post a link to this interview so everyone can read over and see what these grades are, but I first want to focus here on figure one. I will also post this figure below the interview, but figure one is a 3D geological model. You guys are continuing to build this out. The more drilling you get in here, the more confident you get in this model. But can you simplify it for everybody? Because I think this is crucial to understand what's going on here at the Plomosas mine area. What can you tell us about this figure?
For sure. Thank you for having me again. So this conceptual 3D geological model show two important aspects here. First, that the area has different structures, faults. The colors are red and blue. And they have different angles. The red one is where the traditional lead and zinc mine sits. And the upper part was mined out, but the bottom is pretty much there. You can see the gray, that's very much where the high-grade silver is located to relate to the lead and zinc. But the blue, is the angle of the blue fault is much higher. And they are hosting some gold and copper. And the grades are very attractive on the 10, 20, even 30, even 60 grams per ton. In some samples, I'm talking about 6 grams per ton of gold. And some little bit of zinc and lead, but it's predominantly gold and copper. The importance here that we're showing that we have new opportunities. And from what was originally only 400 meters long on surface, today you know the system has drill holes up to 600 meters along the strike. And the trend, the figure showed the mountain on the upper right portion of the figure can run up to 1.2 kilometers long.
Now, Marcio, these gold grades, again, I go back to them, but some of these gold grades are showing that in some of the holes, it's actually more gold than silver. It equates to some very high silver equivalent grams per ton. But overall, what is the balance between gold and silver in this possible resource?
I believe that the silver still is going to be predominantly silver, but there will be a component that we cannot really discard related to the gold with this discovery. And we're still targeting between 40 to 60 million ounces of silver equivalent when you do the resource. This area, Plomosas mine area in San Juan, just to make clear that we have two areas under resource estimation, and we are going to add this to the 39 million ounces of silver that we have at San Marcial next door, which is 43-101 compliant already.
Now, in terms of just how big this area is within this model, and understanding that this is just one area of the overall project, what size are we talking about here?
So this Plomosas mine area is one of the probably 11 areas of old artisanal workings with silver and gold veins and even polymetallic veins. So what we are doing here is we're doing a resource at Plomosas mine area and in the second area, San Juan, because keep in mind, this property has never had a 43-101, even though it was a mine. And we are going to be the first company now to put this to the public, to publish.
So did I hear that correctly, that you think in this Plomosas mine area, you're seeing potential of 40 million ounces of silver plus?
The Plomosas mine area, together with the San Juan, that's the second one that we are doing drilling as well, because we have 5 drill rigs inside the Plomosas project. 3 at the Plomosas mine area, and 2 at the San Juan. Those two together, that's the target. We need to do 2 resources model and put in a single report and add to what we have at San Marcial.
Now, when do you think we will get a resource?
Yeah, as eventually we are still drilling, all the 5 drill rigs drilling 2 shifts, trying to drill close or a little bit close to 10,000 meters by the end of this quarter. The original plan is the end of March. It might really slip a little bit because we have still a lot of samples at the lab. But end of the first quarter 2021 is still the target for us.
But there is drilling ongoing, right? Even though you are drilling 10,000 meters by hopefully the end of this quarter, do you have an attack strategy for following up on this drilling?
Even after we complete the resource, we will continue to drill because the strike length of the Plomosas mine area and the San Juan is just at the beginning. The Plomosas mine area, as I said earlier, when we bought the property 1 year ago, we thought it would be only 400 meters long. In the resource model now, we are counting close to 600 meters. But we believe, based on the work that we have done so far, that the mineralization runs probably close to 1.2 kilometers along some structures.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that then. So this one area, but then also over to San Juan, that area, what is the total strike or total trend length that you guys are going to be exploring?
The trend in the concession of the Plomosas mine structure goes beyond 1.2 kilometers because the Plomosas mine area sits at the southern portion of the concession. Probably the trend goes probably twice that, probably 2.4 kilometers. San Juan is a separate trend that's parallel to Plomosas mine trend. And today we know that that trend runs 2 kilometers. And San Juan, as a reference, when we bought the property, had only one vein, San Juan, 400 meters long. Today we have 6 veins in that area already identified, and we are drilling them.
So since these are different trends, the Plomosas mine area and San Juan, a recap for everybody, the mineralization that you're seeing at each, are there any key differences between these two trends?
San Juan seems to be much more higher grade in silver and less base metals. You can see by the news releases that we put out in the last couple of months and the last 12 months, you have a couple of kilos of silver in many veins there and not much zinc and lead.
Okay. And then exploration is continuing. How much money does the company have to just continue this aggressive drill program?
Yeah, we have close to $5 million Canadian dollars still in the bank, which is good for us for what we need to do. And the warrants are having the money. They are likely to bring close to 5.6 million Canadian by June, if everybody exercises, which I believe they are going to, because it's almost twice the exercise price. So that's really important for us.
Hey, fair enough. This project just keeps on moving forward. These drill results, again, you are seeing some high-grade intersects. Can you give us a little breakdown then of some of these high-grade results? They are vein-like structures, right? So more narrow widths. But you are also, or one thing I've noticed in our last few conversations, is you are starting to get some of these broader intervals of lower-grade material. Can you break down the difference and the balance between the two?
The narrow is more when you get away from the intersection of those two structures. You have the blue and the red. As you move away, we start to be more concentrated on the faults. But when you get close to the intersection of that those two structures or similar structures intersecting, that's when you have these really more broad mineralized zones. But keep in mind that the narrow, it's much more higher grade. I have an example, the drill hole PLI-2004. That's on the figure one. When we drilled that hole, we hit 83 meters that had 2 grams per ton of gold and 2 zones, one with 11 meters and another 4 meters inside with much, much higher grade gold and some nice silver. But when you go a bit far away along the strike or more up deep outside of the zone of intersection, you get narrow, but you have like close to 1 meter, close to 20 grams per ton of gold and close to 220 grams per ton of silver, which is very attractive.
Marcio, why do you think the past operators here didn't focus on the gold, or we didn't see much information about the gold component here?
We know for sure, based on the historical reports that we now have access since we bought the property, that the first 5 years, the first operator, that was Grupo Mexico, didn't even analyze the samples for gold. And also, you need to consider that in the late 90s, when they were operating, gold price and silver price were completely in a different market conditions, much, much lower than today. They were operating pretty much to exploit the base metals, the lead and zinc. And they shut down because they were not making money in those times of those lead and zinc prices and even silver that probably, I recall, probably those years was probably $5 per ounce.
Okay, so just broader, higher metal prices right now, but I don't know, some of these gold grades, they're definitely attractive, and they help bring up that silver equivalent, that's for sure. Marcio, in terms of, I guess, future news flow, what can investors, such as myself, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining, what can we expect?
We continue to drill, like I said, 5 drill rigs. That's really a constant feed for news releases. We are going to start doing some more activities in Summer CL this next couple of weeks. We might release that. The latest acquisition of the Trinidad concessions, that brings a lot of additional areas for future drilling. But as an example, we are moving from probably 11 or 10 old workings from Plomosas to close to 24 old workings altogether, when include the silver gold old workings that we know for sure exist inside the Trinidad concessions. We are moving from controlling 18 kilometers of mineralized trend for controlling likely three parallel trends with a total of 70-75 kilometers of mineralization trends.
Okay. Now, one thing that we did talk about last interview at the beginning of February was that acquisition of the La Trinidad concessions. I will post a link to that interview as well. In the meantime, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Marcio, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Again, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of the company, and we'll be following up as we get some more news that hits the market. Marcio, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.